This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And live from Salem, another check-in with what's going on with the Oregon State Legislature in the short session. State Representative Court Boyce joins us. Court, good morning.
Kyle, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, here we are, week into things. How is it? How's the session looking for you so far?
You know, we had a great break yesterday. I got to watch the Super Bowl with State Senator Brock Smith, who worked on his bills of concern, which he does every Sunday, and Rep. Osborne, which it's always educational with those two guys. So we're here Monday morning. I get here at 6 and clear up my desk, and then it looks like I'm really being productive. But, yeah, the session, you know, there's 5.5 weeks, whatever, Kyle, and we've got I'd say 4 or 5 bills in particular that are really going to be tough and not good for rural Oregon. And I can go over those with you if you like.
Well, and I'm guessing that one of them, based on an email I saw over the weekend, is House Bill 4145, a gun bill.
You know, I testified against that along with Senator Brock Smith and Rep. Deal. Rep. Scarlatos, I thought we did a really good job. It's just, you go back to the Measure 114, and that passed by 1%. And so here being in a super minority, they do not understand, the limited law enforcement we have in rural Oregon. And so just when you tell people we're going to make it tougher for you to defend your family, your peace, your neighbors, they rebel. And these are law-abiding citizens. And so we are all in for doing anything and everything we can to stop 4145.
And what's the track on it now? What's the next point that it'll be looked at?
Is it going to get a reading on the House side? I think our best chance is to stop in the Senate. But it'll probably get a second reading here pretty soon, and that's when we get on the floor and just really debate the issue. And again, Kyle, do everything we can to it shouldn't even be in this session. I mean, it's disappointing. It's confusing. That's not what the short session is for. But it's always a chance for the majority, the Portland folks, to push really detrimental legislation that further divides rural from urban Oregon.
And what else do you have that's kind of rising to the top of the stack that you want to tell folks about?
Well, of course, the 1599, I'm going to testify on that today again on at 1 o'clock before the Joint Committee. This is the ODOT tax revenue bill, and the attempt, Kyle, is, I'm sure you know, to put it on the May ballot instead of the general election, which, Rep. Deal and Jason Williams from the Oregon Taxpayers Association, Senate Republican leader, star. They got 250,000 signatures in less than 30 days. So this attempt, I mean, we go back to the special session, 80% of the people in the state of Oregon want this bill repealed, want Oregon to tighten their belt, the legislature here, and stop wasting money, stop looking for additional sources of revenue to additionally squander.
What are you hearing on the likelihood of stopping it from getting to May?
You know, I'm always an optimist. It's to see this tax revolution, this tax revolt. People are tired of looking at leaving Oregon, and they want to reverse this and bring those folks back. Those companies, the tax system we have is just terrible, and that's why businesses are leaving. Our unemployment rate, as you also know, is up to about 5.4%. So a full percentage point over the national unemployment rate. My goodness, the stock market hit 50,000. The good news just is just really energizing. And yet in Oregon, it's going the opposite way. And so it's just really, it energizes us to keep doing the hard work, get here early, leave late. And it's just a tremendous opportunity to do everything we can to turn this state in the right direction. And again, that starts with a Republican governor, or at least a conservative governor. And so we've got our fingers crossed there. We're going to work very hard. Really enjoyed the Charlie Kirk tribute last night, halftime of the Super Bowl. And it reminds us that we are on the right track here.
If the referendum does get moved to May, is there anything you can do structurally to block it after it gets out of the legislature?
That's a really good question, and that's one that we're constantly answering or asking ourselves, in the sense that if we really can't do what it was designed to do legally, morally, ethically, to keep it, as the people understood and signed for the November election, Kyle, then what are we going to do? We'll just try and rally those folks that work so hard and understand what we're up against in this $4.3 billion albatross around our, around our systems here. And so, every day is a new adventure. Every day is a chance to do the right thing and push back and overcome this.
Along with all these things that you've talked about that you're in opposition of, anything jump out sort of on the positive side from your perspective?
We're working really hard on the farm stand bill. That's a big one, 4153. As you know, Kyle, I'm on the Ag, Water, Land Use, Natural Resources Committee. That's really good for me, representing Coos Kerry and Douglas counties, and it's what I've done my whole life, living in Southwest Oregon, born in Gold Beach, my Emergency Management Veterans Committee, and then my Housing and Homeless. I've been put back on that committee, and so those three are really, really an honor, and it just helps us get the work done, and then I'm chair of the Coastal Caucus, which for Douglas County, of course, includes Reedsport. So that's 22 cities, 7 counties, and 26 ports. So I'm just, my crew is really thankful and likewise energized to have us on in that position and the difference we can make for all coastal issues.
And I understand you're pushing for something related to the Oregon Fire District Directors Association.
Well, thank you. Yes, I got asked by that wonderful group to do a terrific resolution tribute to the 75 years of really saying hello and hi and thank you to our volunteer firefighters and what they do for Oregon. And it's an older group and it's tougher to recruit, and so that helps us, Kyle, get some information out there that join your local volunteer fire department. And it's just a great bunch of people. We're just thankful to know them. So yeah, I'm on that. And then we made the front of Rural Life magazine, the Oregon Rural Electric Cooperative Association, so Senator Taylor and I on the front page, and so that's quite an honor, and that's likewise motivating for my crew here to push back against wildfires that make it tougher for our co-ops to keep the rates down and all that they deal with. And so it's that was just kind of a fun article.
What do you have today that's going to be getting your attention?
As I mentioned, I'm going to personally testify on 1599. And my crew's got me pretty well prepared on that, on why that's really bad for Oregon. And it's just continuing the circumstances that, and the approaches, the policies, the philosophies, Kyle, that have got us in this really tough economic times. There's another bill here. It's 4079, basically, and I'm afraid it's really got a chance, but it's just to continually push back against the federal government. Our attorney general, I think I mentioned to you last time I was on with you that 52 lawsuits, instead of working with the federal government, it's okay to have disagreements. It's even okay to have dislikes. But the amount of money we're spending against the federal government, and this 4079 is basically if the ICE agents need to go to a hospital or a school district, it's going to stop them. So. And there's a notion out there and a lot of social media that they're going in and arresting kids out of the classroom. It's just not true. Same thing on the hospitals. Even the hospital administrators are saying, we don't know what this is all about. They sometimes bring people to the hospitals that are injured, So I think that's going to be a big one, and we need to work with the federal government. And we already lost $900 million because of poking the federal folks in the eye, and for revenue that, you know, almost $1 billion. So there again, one of my jobs is to bridge that gap, and you know. Cooler heads prevail.
All right, out of time for now. We'll check it again soon. Live from Salem, State Representative Court Boyce, thanks for being on this morning.
Kyle, always a pleasure. Thanks again.
8:42 at the Morning Report.